Okay, so we'll do today sugya of toch kedibur dami, the Gemara Nedarim Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara says that there's a klal which is called toch kedibur kedibur, which means that anything that is done in the span of a toch kedibur, as long as it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, is considered like it's at one shot at the same time. And that is the halacha. That is the halacha regarding dibur, that if someone speaks and then if someone says something, for example, if someone makes a kinyan and then he decides to change his mind, so he can change his mind if he does it toch kedei dibur. And this halacha has ramification for davening. If you say Bruchat Hashem Hakel HaKadosh and the string says Yimei Tshuva, so toch kedei dibur, you can take it back, as it were, fix what you've said and say Hamelech HaKadosh, and it's fine. The Gemara refers it to another fascinating case of someone that does kriya when a relative dies. So he's obligated to do kriya, and it has to be done a kriya for the specific person that died. So the Gemara says that if someone did kriya and only after that his relative died, so then it doesn't work. But if it's toch kedei dibur, he did a kriya and then toch kedei dibur his relative died, then it's considered a good kriya and he's yotzei yedei chova. And the Gemara says that the halacha is hilchas toch kedei dibur kedibur dami. The halacha is toch kedei dibur does help in all cases except for megadev, someone who chas v'shalom curses Hashem, over davaris kochavim, mekadesh u'megaresh. So first thing I'd like to do is look into and analyze why does toch kedei dibur work. The Ran says, Ran right here in the Nedarim Pei Zayin says the following. He asks the question, Minal lula rabbanan hachi? How do rabbanan know why does toch kedei dibur work? Says the Ran, V'nira be'enai de'bishar mili de'lo chamiri kulei hai, k'sha'adam osa osam lo b'gmar data hu osa. When a person does something, he doesn't do it with a gmar das. He leaves a certain possibility for himself to think it over, to contemplate, to decide if he really wants to do what he just did or not. He leaves it hanging for another little bit, for another few seconds. That's why toch kedei dibur helps, because a person has in mind that he should be able to let things hang for another few seconds. That's in general why toch kedei dibur helps. How about these four that don't work? Megadef or whatever is kachav, mekadesh, megarish. Says the Ran, Hani kevim dechamiri kulei hai, ein adam osa osam ela baskama gemura. Since these are very severe, very serious, strict halachas, when a person does it, he makes sure before he does it that it's with an absolute decision. And that's why it doesn't help to do chazara even toch kedei dibur. Okay, now Rav Shimon Shkop in Shari Yosher, it's in Shar Hei Perek Chaf Beis Dibur Masel Dehine in Amud Pei Ches in the print. It's source number one on the sheet. So Rav Shimon asks a question on the Ran. He says, Kol haroi yire de kitzer haran baze levar ikar hayesod baze. Anyone who learns the sugya sees that the Ran seems to have given an inadequate explanation. The eich shayich le'inyin kriya svara saran. The svar that the Ran presents seems to be inadequate for the case of kriya. Din kara v'charkach shama toch kedei dibur shemes lomes diyotze yidei kriya. That's the Shari Yosha's question on the Ran. That seems inadequate. If you say that the whole thing is that when a person does something, he does it with a certain intention in mind, and he has in mind that this intention will last him, will hang around for another few seconds until he's fully decided, what does that have to do with kriya? In kriya, a person just does kriya because there's the halacha of kriya. So the Ran's definition of what's the principle of toch kedei dibur would seem inapplicable. Therefore, says Reb Shimon, we have to define elam nira vaday deaklal bazeh she'asu chazal gvul ma nikra bebas achas u ma nikra bezeh. Really, it's a chazal-based halacha that Chazal defined what's considered one span of time as opposed to a different time frame. Toch kedei dibur. Dekol shnei dvarim atchufim zeh achar zeh chashuv ke'ilu hu bevasachas. Chazal established that anything that happens one and right away the other, that's considered a basachas, that's considered one span of time. And therefore, it's as if he did a kriya at the time of the death. Elu divrei hashari yosher. If I may ask a question, divrei hashari yosher, the question, the answer he gives kind of doesn't fit into the Ran. Now, if the Ran would be a Ran on a different sugya, and then you would, if you'd be asking a question that the Ran isn't addressing, if the Ran would just say this klal and toch kedei dibur, and you would say, well, we have a sugya elsewhere that says that toch kedei dibur helps for kriya, and how does that work out with the Ran? That would be a good question, and you can come up and offer different answers. But it so happens that here, the very sugya is all about kriya. That is the topic of the sugya. That is what the sugya is dealing with. So obviously, the Ran, at least from his perspective, he held that the explanation he's giving is one that's good not only for the general rule of Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur, but also for the specific sugya of kriya, which is the very sugya that we're dealing with. It's inconceivable that the Ran should be giving a hesper that doesn't deal with the main issue of our sugya. Elama, so we have to figure out what to do with the Shari Yosha's question. L'chor l'chom rakushya, we'll have to say that regarding kriya also, when a person does kriya, kriya is something that takes into account the person's intent also. And this is like we find in the sugya itself here. A few lines before, the Gemara differentiates between a person that does kriya in general because he just thinks someone's relative died, or if he did kriya for a specific person and then he found out it was a mistake. So really kriya also has to do with the intention of a person. And therefore, if we can establish that Toch Kedei Dibur means that the intention that comes after an act is also connected to the act itself, as long as it's within that small time frame, so we'll be able to take the explanation of the Ran and apply that to Kriya also, and say that really, it's not stam a takanas chachamim, because then the Ran would have said it's a takanas chachamim. The Ran very specifically said it's because of a person's intention. When a person does something, he does something with a certain intention in mind. So, just like it would apply to kinyonim and all other things, the same thing the Ran would hold, that it applies to kriya. And therefore, the pshat of Toch Kedei Dibur by kriya is that when a person does kriya, even that he does with the intention that his thoughts, his intention, his kavana, the reason why he's doing kriya, is something that's going to be finalized only after he does that kriya. And therefore, when the situation comes up in a Toch Kedei Dibur that his relative dies, and therefore his intention of kriya was finalized and established, then that is also good enough to establish that his kriya was a kriya done for this purpose, and therefore is sufficient to be included in the halacha of a Toch Kedei Dibur. Now, moving along, the Gemara says that Toch Kedei Dibur works in everywhere, in kriya, in kinyanim, in davening, but there are exceptions for exceptions, and they are Megadef, Obed Avodes Kechavim, Mekadesh, Umegarish. There's a question that Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Yoram asks. This same sugya is brought down in the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chavtes, and in the Kovetz Yoram over there in Bava Basra, Ois Taf Lamed. He brings a question, the following. The Gemara says that Toch Kedei Dibur helps for everything except Megadev, etc. Let's talk about Megadev. So the Pshat in Megadev, and someone that says Mevarech Es Hashem, the Pshat over there is that the Gemara says Toch Kedei Dibur doesn't work there, and the Ran says it's only because it's very severe. But that indicates that if not for the special severity, really Toch Kedei Dibur should have worked there, just like everywhere else. And here, Rabbi Chanan asks a question, and he really brings from the Shita Mekubetzes this question, that how does the whole principle of Toch Kedei Dibur apply there? You can't say Toch Kedei Dibur for any Aveira. You can't say someone that's Mechal Shabbos, Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Moshvaseichem B'yam HaShabbos, someone that will light a fire. Toch Kedei Dibur, he's Chayzer, right away, he's Chayzer. What does that help to be Chayzer? You lit a fire. The whole principle of Toch Kedei Dibur would seem not to be applicable. And yet here, by Megadev, if we say it's an exception to the rule, which means really the rule should have applied to Megadev, and it just doesn't apply because it's very, very severe. How could it apply to Megadev? Megadev did an Aveira, he chas v'shalom said a curse to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then what does it help that he's chazer Toch Kedei Dibur? Now, the Kovetz brings this question from the Shita Mekubetzet, the Shita here on the spot. He doesn't really refer to the answer of the Shita, and my assumption is that the reason for that is because if you read the Shita, you'll see that a simple reading of the Shita Mekubetzet indicates that he doesn't even answer it. Mitzvah Shem soon will get back to reading the Shita and seeing how he does answer it. But it would seem at first glance that the Shita doesn't answer the question. Therefore, Rabbi Chanan offers his own teretz. And this is what he says. B'Sanhedrin Sanhechei Amud Aleph Shani Megadev Hoel V'Yeshno Belev. This is brought down in source number 4, that the Gemara talks about if Akimas Fasayim, Happy Maisa or not, if talking is considered a Maisa. And that's the sugi over there. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, so bowing down is a Maisa. Ask the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan, it's the very end of Samechei Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna dekfifas komosil rabbanon havei maise vakimas fasav lavei maise. Why is it that when someone bows to an avodah zara, that's considered doing a maise? But yet, if someone is a megadef, if someone curses Hashem, even though he's moving his lips, that's not considered a maise. Why is that? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, shani megadef hurl v'yeshno belev. Megadev is different because it involves his heart. It involves his heart. Explains Rashi over there, number 5 on the source list. Hurl v'yeshno belev, ikr chiyuv abalav talui belev. The chiyuv, the aveira that he has, depends on his heart. Shemiskavim levarach Hashem. He has to have intention for what it is that he's saying. Shafilu mevarachas Hashem kol yom ve'en belibo klapei mala. If someone would say the words that are asked to say, but in his heart he would really have intention for something totally different, it wouldn't be, he wouldn't be chayev, he wouldn't have done the Aveira. Rabbi Chanan deduces from here a very fascinating concept. Says Rabbi Chanan, Nira hakavana, the b'choli surim in lo niskaven le'isar havei shegeg, ava lamaisa greda hi maisa isar. Ela belo das lo havi mezid. Aval be megadef im lo chishev be levavo en kan maise iser klal. Mishum hachi lo aminan baha kim asfas av havi maise de eno le gilui machshavto aval guf ha iser hi ha machshava. Vezeo ha'evdel ben megadef li shari surim lini toch kedei dibur de maise en yochel levata lo lidei chazar aval be machshava shai chazar. Says Rabbi Chanan, you know what the pshat is? The pshat is that the isser of megadef is not the act of talking. The isser of megadef is having a certain thought in the heart. So it's different than, let's say, we know on Shabbos or any isser. If someone does an isser, so he's only liable to be punished if he did it b'mezid. It is asra, b'mezid. But what if someone did the isser, but he really had in mind that he was a shogeg, he wasn't aware of the Isser. So then he's not punished. Explains Rabbi Chanan, Yeah, that's different because over there he did the act. That's also. Let's say he ate a food that's also tea. He ate chazer, so he's not liable to get malchus if he did it b'shagig. The issue is eating chazer has nothing to do with his intention. Just that if he didn't have an intention, he's not liable to punishment. But megadif is different because the very essence of the isser is only what's in his heart, and because of that. That's why it's possible for him to have done a chazara. So that's why the Gemara says that Megadev, why don't we say Toch Kedei Dibur Kedei Bur Dami? The only reason is because it's very severe, but otherwise he could have been chozer. Well, really? Why is that different than Chil Shabbos, than eating chazer, than all the virus? Because over there, that's an act. It can't be chozer from an act. But here, the Isser is what's in his heart, and what's in his heart, that he's able to be chozer from. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara, why Megadef would have had the din of Toch Kedei Dibur. What about Kinyanim? What's the principle of a Kinyan? Why could you do Chazar by a Kinyan? So he says an interesting Chiddush here. Vada mahani Chazar b'kol ha-Kinyanim haynu mishum degam hasam ikra ha-Kinyan nasa al yidei ha-machshava degam ha-rumakni. The b'makom danan sadi the gamaru makni ain't sarach ma'isa kinyan k'mashikasa b'toisus k'suvas k'ufes. Rabbi Chanan brings from Toisus and K'suvas that in a case that we have an anan sadi that we know someone wants to make a kinyan, even if he didn't make the kinyan, it helps. Therefore, he deduces from here that really all kinyanim are not really affected or created or enacted by the act of the kinyan, but rather by the thought. And therefore, based on this tremendous chiddush, that will explain why Toch Kedei Dibur helps to be chazar in all kinyanim. Because Rabbi Chanan established, you can't do chazar from an act. You can't do chazar from an act. You can't do chazar from Chil Shabbos or eating chazar. You can only do chazar from what's in your heart. So how could you do chazar from kinyanim? Because a kinyan really also only depends on what is in your heart. Elu divrei Rabbi Chanan. Now, Dibur Rabbi Chanan are a very, very big chiddush. Number one, the fact that he establishes that a kinyan really doesn't work because of the act of the kinyan, but rather because of the intention and kavana of the kinyan. That's a very big chiddush. I don't want to deal with it at length here, just to mention briefly that if you look in the Birkas Avraham, he takes issue with this and he brings a few rayas. That even though it's possible, like in Tosfos and Ksuvos, that a anan sadi, a knowledge of someone's intention in a clear way, that itself could create a kinyan, but nevertheless, all the kinyanim and shas are not just an act which reflects a certain thought in his heart, but rather it's the kinyan itself, the act of the kinyan is what makes the kinyan happen. It really is the act. It brings vayas for making a kinyan mashav ulachar lamed and other related sugyas. Now, based on this, let's go back to Megadev. Megadev, Rabbi Chanan said a tremendous chiddush. He said that the issur of Megadev is not really the Birkas Hashem that is uttered by his lips. The Isser of Megadev is the thought. I guess he would understand. It's the thought is the Isser, but it's only liable for punishment if he actually uttered it. But it's really the thought that's in his heart that is the Etzem Isser. That's a very, very big Chiddush. It's a very big Chiddush, redefining a mitzvah in the Torah. The Pashtus, of course, is not like that. The Pashtus is that when someone that's speaking out is the Isser of Megadev. It's the speaking. Now, it's true that it's only if someone has an intention, because that's the very essence of a curse. Birkas Hashem is only if someone has intention to give that klala. So Rashi and Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Rashi and Sanhedrin, Shani Megadev Hol V'yeshnu Balev, are saying that intention in the heart is an integral part of the Avera, But they're not saying, as far as Rabbi Chanan is taking it, that that's the whole essence of the Aveira, that all the Aveira is just the fact that it's in his heart. They're saying you have to take what's in his heart also into account, because that's the very essence of a curse. It's speaking it out and having a bad intention in the heart. But not saying that the intention in the heart only is what it's about. So therefore, if I would redefine Megadef and say, not like Rabbi Chanan, but rather like the Pashtos, that Megadef means someone who speaks out a curse and has in his heart a certain intention, so then we would be back to Rabbi Chanan's question, so why should Toch Kedei Dibur apply to this if this is, if the Avera was done by an act? The Avera is the act of cursing. The fellow said a curse, so he did the bad act. How could he be chazer? But l'chayra, we could present a simple understanding of answering this question without taking Rabbi Chanan's extra step of Chiddush and saying the whole Isser is just what's Balev, but the simple Gemara that Rabbi Chanan himself brought, and that Gemara says, Shani Megadef, Ho V'yeshma Balev, you need what's in the heart also. You need what's in the heart also. Now, since we established that when a person does something or says something, so then he's not finished with the thought. The thought has not established itself, has not stabilized, has not been finalized until Toch Kedei Dibur passes by. So therefore, when a person is Megadef, and then within the span of a Toch Kedei Dibur, he's Chayzer, so he has uprooted that thought that's in his heart. There we go. Since the Gemara says, Shani Megadef Hol V'yeshnu Balev, that you need the bad intention that's in his heart also, right, in addition, that has to be part of it, so then once we allow him, Toch Kedei Dibur, to regret that and to change his intention, then he hasn't done that there anymore. So the teretz of Bukhan's Kasha would be, how could a person be chozer Toch Kedei Dibur from Megadef I did the Avera? And the answer is, because he could be chozer from Megadef, just like he could be chozer from any Dibur. Just like he could say Hakel HaKadosh and then HaMelech HaKadosh. Just like he could do a Kinyan and then say, I changed my mind. He could also be Megadef and then say, I changed my mind. And that's the simple answer. Let's read together what the Shita Mekubetzet says. It's from the Re'eim, and here on the spot, Daf Pei Zayin in the Nedarim, it's number 3 in the sheet, in the sources, and we'll see what the Shita Mekubetzet says, why, at first glance, he's not answering this question at all, but why with a certain little fixing, we'll see this is Amish what he says. So, the Shita says like this, Tema, Lama lo yadin kemechal Shabbos v'sheichi v'ma'erva? Why shouldn't the person who's Megadef be the same as if he's Mechal Shabbos, or he was Baal Na'erva, that it's not possible to do a Chazar Toch Kedei Dibur? Answers the Shita, V'yesh loyma deleka amar ela, there's a word in parentheses here, which I guess round parentheses normally always think we'll skip, right? V'yesh loyma deleka amar ela kegon Megadef. Etc. He really didn't answer. But the word in the round brackets is Ella Kedibur. I think the reason it's in round brackets is not because it should be skipped, but rather because it's a mistake. It's not Kedibur, it's Bedibur. And once we define that, that's why the round brackets are there, because that's supposed to be Kiddibur, it's supposed to be Bidibur, and then the Shita Mamish said the answer that I'm saying. V'yesh lemer delay kamer ela Bidibur kigon Megadef. That's the answer. Regarding a Maisa, regarding if someone was Mechal Shabbos or Shoichiv Ma'erva, so then the Isser is the act itself. The intention has nothing to do with it. But Dibur, the Lach of Dibur is something that is connected to the intention. Once we define that megadif is bidibur, so then these are the halachas of dibur. And since in dibur he's able to be chayzer, so that's why he would have been able to be chayzer in megadif if not for its special status of being serious. And therefore, we don't need to be mechadish that the is of megadif is the heart, but the is of megadif is the dibur itself. One more ha'ara in the sugya. It's interesting to note that the sugya gives four exceptions for toch kedei dibur. In everything, toch kedei dibur kedibur, except megadif, ovid avodah zarah, mekadesh, umegaresh. Now, when you look in Rishonim, they actually bring more places, another two places that have a din that are exceptions. If you look in Tosfos in Menachas Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, the first Tosfos to be Ramasal Taida, it's number 6 of the sources. So the Tosfos is discussing a case when someone says, "I have to bring a carbon Taida." So bringing a carbon Taida involves bringing the keves and also bringing 40 loaves of bread, lechem, 40 lachmei toida. So now, when someone says, "Hareini mekav," I have to bring a toida, so automatically he has an obligation, a chiyuv, to bring those loaves, the lachmei toida. Now, what if he says, "I want to bring the toida min ha-maiser. I want to bring, the lechem from Meiser. I want to use the money I have from Meiser is what I want to dedicate from, use that money to buy the lechem." So he cannot do that. Why? Because once he says Toida, so he has obligation, he's chayav, he has to bring the lechem also. And you can't use Meiser for something that is a chayva. Says Tosfos, what if he's chayzer toch kedei dibur? What if he says, "I want to bring Toida, I want to bring the lechem from Meiser"? Could he do that? Says Tosfos, no, he can't. Why? Da'amira le'gavah kim sirasa le'hedyot. Says Tosfos, the principle, amirasa le'gavah kim sirasa le'hedyot, saying something belongs to Hekdesh, does not require an additional kinyan, but rather right away, when someone says this belongs to Hekdesh, it automatically becomes Hekdesh. Amira legavoa, saying it belongs to Hekdesh, kimasir le'edit, is like giving it to Hekdesh. And therefore, when I said I have to bring a toida, automatically I have to bring a toida and the lechem, and there's no way out. And therefore, I am chayv to bring it from Chulin. This Tosfos is quoted by the Shach in Chayshin Mishpat, Simin Reish Nun Hei, Sifkatan Hei. And the Shach brings a Gemara which seems to be Mefurish, not like the Tosfos. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Daf Ein Gimel Amud Beis, which is number 8 of the sources, the Gemara discusses that according to Rabbi Yossi, we say Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, and according to Rabbi Yossi, for whatever the case may be over there in Eidos, when Edom say Eidos on someone that he did Gnev and Tricha, so it Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur is considered one Eidos. Ask the Gemara, really? Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur, according to Rabbi Yossi? Ask the Gemara from a Meferisha Mishnah, that in Tmura, that Rabbi Yossi says that if someone says on a behema, "I want to make it a tmura to oila," and then he changes his mind and says, "No, I want it to be a tmura for shlamim," he cannot change his mind, and it actually becomes a tmura for oila, even if it's toch kedei dibur. So Gemara says, if toch kedei dibur kedibur dami, this man should have been allowed to be chayzer, and you see, he can't be chayzer. So the Gemara, based on this question, says that really it's a different span. There's a long toch kedei dibur, short toch kedei dibur, and the Gemara gives whatever answer there that we're not going to go into now. But that question, the Gemara saw as a very, very serious question that really there's no way out except to say the chiddush that the Gemara presents in the answer. Ask the Shach, in the Simon Reish Nun Hei Sifkat Hei, that according to Tosfos, it's not understood what the Gemara's question is. Because if you say this principle that amirasa legavah kimsirasa lehejot, so then when a person says harezu tmuras oila, of course he can't be chayzer toch kidei dibur, because right away it's as if he made it hekdesh. His saying, his expressing, his saying harezu tmuras oila is like giving it over to hekdesh. That's it, finished. Amirasa legavah kimsirasa lehejot. So over there the principle of toch kidei dibur doesn't apply. So, since Tosfos says that anywhere that we have a mirasa legavakim sirasa lehedyot, so then the principle of tokei dibur doesn't apply. So how does the Gemara go and attack Rabbi Yossi and say, Rabbi Yossi, how could you say that Rabbi Yossi holds of tokei dibur kedibur dami? And the Gemara asks from this case of tmuras ola tmuras shlamim, what's the question? Not a kash at all. Over there, it's Mirasal Gavakim Sirasal Hedyot. And that's why over there the principle of Tokide Dibur Kedibur doesn't apply. Kach Bakshe HaShachal Toisis. And he, Mikoach, this Gemara, he's actually Choylik on Toisis. We're going to see soon he does more than that, but it's Choylik on Toisis. I'd like to bring a thought, perhaps to be Miyash of Toisis. And perhaps we could say like this. When does the principle of amirasa legavah kimsirasa lehedyot apply to say that toch kedei dibur is not kedibur? It's only if I gave something to hekdesh and then I want to take it back, right? If I give a kinyan to Reuven and then I want to take it back, the kinyan is nullified. If I give it to hekdesh, then I say, I want to nullify it, I want to take it back, I want it for myself. I'm sorry, you can't. Amirasa legavah kimsirasa lehedyot. But what's going to be if I give something to Hekdesh and then I want to change it, but not to take it back from Hekdesh, but rather to change it within the general context of Hekdesh? So then, maybe that I could do, even according to Tosfos. Why? Amirasa legavakim sirasa lehedyot means I gave it to Hekdesh. Okay, I can't take it back from Hekdesh. But what about to change the halachas of Hekdesh within the context of Hekdesh? For that, why shouldn't we say toch kedei dibur kedibur dami, just like kol Torah kula? Ve'im kacha, we have an answer to the Shav's kasha on Tosfos. Why? What does the Gemara in Bava Kama say? A person says arezu tmuras ola, and then he changes his mind, and toch kedei dibur says, no, I want it to be a tmuras shlamim. So the Shav says, you see from the Gemara that really should work. Kash on Tosfos, I'll say it's not Kash on Tosfos. Tosfos agrees it should work there. Why? When does Tosfos say it doesn't work? When a person says, Harei I like to bring Toida, so he has to bring Lachmei Toida. Then when he says Meiser, he's kind of saying, wait, I want to not be obligated in the Lachmei Toida. And then, based on the fact that I'm not obligated, I want to now bring it for Meiser. I'm sorry, you're obligated, you can't take it back. But in the Gemara and Bava Kama, we're discussing a person that says, Arezu Tmuras Oila. And now he's saying, I want it to remain Hekdesh. I'm not taking it back from Hekdesh. Just I want, instead of Tmuras Oila, let's make it a Tmuras Shlamim. So that, why can't he be Chayzer Toch Kedei Dibur? So even according to Tosfos, that says, Amirasa legavakim sirasa lehedyot, that just means it's as if I gave it to Hekdesh. But within the context of Hekdesh, let me be allowed to change it. And therefore, if we say that, we have an answer on the Shach's Kasha on Tosfos from the Gemara Bava Kama. However, it would be good for Tosfos, but the Shach says this is not just the Tosfos, but also Rambam. Rambam and the Bartanura. Let's see the Rambam. It's on the sheet number 7. The Rambam is in Hilchos Maaser Korbanos Perek Tesvav, Halacha Aleph. He says, a person that says on a behema, Hishlamim Uvlada Oila. I want this behemoth to be a shlamim, but the ubar, I want it to be a oila. So the Rambam says like this: Imachar shegamer belibo v'hotzi b'sfasav shatir shlamim chazer bar v'amar vlada oila. After I said it's shlamim, I changed my mind and said I want it to be shlamim. No, I want the vlad to be an oila. Afal pishe chazer bar b'toch kidei dibur harei vlada shlamim. You can't change your mind. Even toch kidei dibur, it doesn't help to change your mind in hekdesh. Now, the Shach. Now the Shach brings the Rambam, and he says, I have a Gemara not like him. The same Gemara we just mentioned in Bava Kama. The same Gemara that says that Toch Kedei Dibur should have applied even in Hekdesh. Here, my answer to Tosfos won't help for the Rambam. Because the Rambam is talking about a case when I'm leaving at Hekdesh, and I want that rather than the Vlad being a Shlomim, I want the Vlad to be an Oila, and still I can't be Chayzer. So I don't have an answer for the Rambam. And therefore, just to round out the perspective, the Shach brings that there's a Tosfos like this, there's a Rambam like this. He says Tosfos and Rambam must have forgotten about a Beferish Gemara in Bava Kama, because the Gemara, we see Mefurish, that the Gemara holds that Toch Kedei Dibur, you could be Chayzer even by Hekdesh. And the Shach, because of this, is Cholek on both Tosfos and the Rambam, and some Achronim that he brings there. Perhaps my answer can be Miyash of Tosfos from this Kasha, but on the Rambam, I still don't have an answer. Tzarechion, and I hope you can do better than me and find an answer. We're a few days now before Purim, so just a little thought about Purim. How many times does Shem Hashem appear in Megillas Esther? Everyone knows the answer. None. It's a nice nistar. But there is one place Chachmei Hasod tell us where Hashem's name appears in the Rashi Tevas. It says, Yavai HaMelech VeHaman Hayom. When Esther goes to invite the Haman and Achashverosh to the Mishneh, she says, Yavai HaMelech VeHaman Hayom Rashi Tevas Yudkei Vavkei. That's the one place, the only place where we have the Rashi Tevas Yudkei Vavkei in the Megillah. And the question that I want to discuss is, why there? What's the significance of having Shem Hashem in the Rashi Tevas appear dafka at that point of the Megillah? There's a story about Reb Chaim Volozhiner. That Reb Chaim Volozhiner was walking along on Purim, and a poor man approached him and said, "Could I please have Matanis Lavionim?" Reb Chaim took out a coin and gave it to him. The poor man said, "I would like to reciprocate with something. I would like to tell you a vart." What's the vart? The Medrash says that when the Gzeira of Haman came out, so there was a big rash in Shemaim. Eliyahu HaNavi approached Moshe Rabbeinu and said, "Moshe Rabbeinu, you did so many things on behalf of Am Yisrael. Do something." So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "You have to check how the seal in Shemayim was sealed, because everything that's done here is really just a reflection of the way the seal is in Shemayim. So if Haman had a tabas, which made a seal here, that reflects really a seal that was up there in Shemayim." Says Moshe Rabbeinu to Eliyahu HaNavi, "Go check out how that seal is. If it was sealed in blood, in dam, there's nothing to do. It's finished. But if it was sealed in tit, in clay, then perhaps something can still be done." Eliyahu HaNavi went, checked it out, came back. He said, "It was sealed in clay." So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Is there anyone down there that can actually get Am Yisrael aroused and maybe affect a change in Am Yisrael?" So Eliyahu HaNavi said, "Yes, there's someone called Mordechai." So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Go tell him. We'll try from up here. Mordechai will try from down there. Hopefully together we can undo the Gzeira." So on that it says, Mordechai Yadais Kol Asher Nasa. Eliyahu HaNavi, that's the Medrash. So the poor man said this Medrash over to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and he said, "Where is this indicated in the Megillah?" So Reb Chaim said, "I don't know, where is it?" So the poor man said, "It says, Im al melech tov yikasev le'abdam. Le'abdam can be divided into two words, lo bedam, not with blood, because the seal was not done with blood, but rather just with tit, with clay." Okay. So Reb Chaim liked the vart. Next time he went to his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, so he told over this vart. He said, "I heard this from a poor man on Purim." He told him the whole vart. So the Gaon said, "Do you know who this poor man was that told you that vart? That poor man was the one that Moshe Rabbeinu sent to look at the seal. That was the vart that came from Eliyahu HaNavi. Yikasev la'abdam." So what do we learn here? We learn that it's true it wasn't sealed in blood, but there was a seal in clay. This was serious. This was real. There was a real seal in Shamayim. This was not a Purim spiel. This was the real thing. As a matter of fact, the Maharal says that in Tiferes Yisrael Perek Nun Gimel, discussing why Lo Asad Lavo, all the Moatim will be batel except for Purim, he says because Purim comes from Olam Atchia, because Am Yisrael should have been finished off. They got a whole Nuchius. They got a whole Nuchius. So that's why even when Olam Atchia comes around, it'll be very appropriate for Purim, because Purim is something that comes from Olam Atchia. Now, what is the antidote to this terrible situation? Well, we had many Nevi'im in Am Yisrael. The Tanakh lists 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os, and they did a wonderful job in getting Am Yisrael to do tshuva. But there was someone who was master b'tshuva, Am Yisrael, more successfully than all the Nevi'im. And who was that? Haman. Haman HaRasha. Chazal say, G'doy lahasar satabas yosin yinem ches Nevi'im. Taking that ring, making that seal, lehashmud laragu la'abed, that created a situation where Am Yisrael realized, my gosh, there's no way out. They did an unprecedented tshuva movement, which the world has never seen the likes of till then and from then. And that's what created the whole change. Now, let's go back to Esther inviting Haman to the Mishteh. Esther invites them to a Mishteh, Ahasuerus and Haman. Very illogical. Inviting Haman? Who needs Haman there? If Esther wants to have a mishnah with Ahasuerus, Levakesh Mulfanav Alama, to plead for her life, so presumably the reason why she thinks Ahasuerus will listen to her is because he loves her. And therefore, what she really should have done is to have a nice dinner by candlelight together with Ahasuerus without Haman there, in a way that she can arouse his love for her and ask whatever's on her mind. But to have Haman there, it could destroy everything. Plus, if she's going to ask Ahasuerus by the Mishnah, Ahasuerus, could you please help me out? Haman was a slick talker. When he's on the spot, he could smooth things out, he could cool Ahasuerus down. This could destroy the whole plan. Why did she invite Haman? The Gemara asked this question in Maseches Megillah. The Gemara gives a few answers that different Amoraim say, and the Gemara says that one Amora asked Eliyahu HaNavi, which one of these is correct, is accurate, and Eliyahu said they're all accurate because Esther had all of these in mind when she invited Haman to the Mishteh. One of the opinions is Amar Rabbi Nechemia, Shelo Yomu Yisrael Achot Yeshlanu Beveis HaMelech V'yasichu Data Min HaRachamim. Am Yisrael may say, it's true that it's very distressing situation. It's true that it looks very bleak. But don't give up hope. We have a sister in the king's palace. Achos yashlanu beveis hamelech. Something she's going to do. She's not going to let us just be taken like sheep to slaughter. Something that she's going to do. And what would be so bad if people would say that? Because the truth is, there was nothing to do. There really was a seal up there, not bedam, betit, with clay, but it was a real seal. The only thing that can be done is to be ma'er Am Yisrael b'tshuva, and that's going to transform Am Yisrael, and therefore to transform the gzeira mira l'toiva. So what it has to do, she goes and invites Haman to the Mishteh, and Am Yisrael is going to say to themselves, oy vey, who could we be senechan? Who could we count on? On Esther? She's not going to help us. She's best friends with Haman. Look, she went and brought Haman with her to the Mishteh. Then they're going to say, ay vey. It's Yiddish, but that's probably what they spoke there. And a real ay vey, like, they'll realize there is no way out. And then they're going to daven me'emek halev. Then it's going to create the gdoila hasaras atabas. That's going to create the mika Hashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu eilav. That is what's going to bring Hashem into the picture and make the nace that actually happened in Purim. That's why the Rashi Tevis, Yavai HaMelech V'Haman Hayom is Yudkei Vavkei. Because Esther, in inviting Haman, which was such an illogical move, the whole purpose of which was in order to get Am Yisrael to realize that there's no one in the world that can help him b'derech HaTeva, and it's only Hashem can help, that purpose in inviting Haman, That's what was Ma'ir Am Yisrael to Tshuva and to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into the picture. Yavai HaMelech V'Haman Hayom is Rashi Tevis Yud Kei Vavkei, because it brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the picture. May we be Zoche to realize ourselves also that there's nothing in the world that can help us, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mik Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Eilav. May we be Zoche to have Nisim Kmo Shenasu La'Vesein V'Yomim Mahem. May we be also Zoche to Nisim B'Zman Hazeh.